When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, Matt Donald here. I don't know why I say that at the beginning of each one of these. You guys know who I am. I'm Matt Donald, man. Anyways, I got a Patreon. You know all this stuff. Everyone has a Patreon. Everyone has a Patreon. This is a capitalist society we all live in. At patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for the Ritwit and Paleobites. Guess what? There's actually other bonus content for the Ritwit now. I'm not a slacker anymore. Yay! For Paleobites, we talk about pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about Zoo Tycoon. The original game had no dinosaurs or prehistoric animals, but the expansion pack Dinosaur Digs did. And we talk about that, as well as the other expansion pack, Marine Mania, and the franchise as a whole. It's great. A lot of nostalgic memories of that game. Link is in the description for where you can get to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful day. I don't know why I said that so creepy-like there.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that's the paleontological equivalent of insisting Pluto is still a planet. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the person who is the very big spokesperson and cheerleader for Wasabi.
No, we just had a conversation opposite.
She loves it. She cannot get enough of it.
Excuse me. False lies, sir. Hi, I'm
Lexi.
Lexi
Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. I don't like wasabi.
What do you like of Japanese food? I know we just talked about it.
I love sushi, and some is on its way, thankfully.
Yeah. But I need to. You're going to give me some of yours to try. But
I am. We're gonna gradually, you know, just expose to new foods.
Right, exactly.
As you gradually expose me to new dinosaurs.
Exactly. It's a nice relationship.
Yes, it is.
And just so I don't go hungry in case I hate it, I am ordering a pizza.
Yeah, of course. But, of course.
Okay, this is a question that I asked you previously, but then we lost that episode. If you could cook for a dinosaur, which one could it be? And this time I'm gonna do something a little different.
Okay.
Last time I gave you a fish eater. Let's see, this time I'm just gonna give you...
Too bad none of them ate cheese.
Probably none of them ate cheese because
of
dairy.
But it's
the only mammals
good.
Were so small.
I know.
Okay.
Oh my god, my heart is breaking. Dinosaurs lived in a world without cheese.
I know, isn't that sad? Let's see. Okay. Ooh, I could really challenge you. There's one called Caudipteryx, or like other kinds of little oviraptorid things. They mainly ate bugs.
Bugs. Okay. So
I'm sorry,
probably
insects.
Insects.
The PC
yes,
term.
Of course. So I would probably... I have only had 2 bug dishes in my entire life.
Yeah. Can you cook them?
And I would not know how to prepare them myself, but I would learn. And I would really probably just do... I actually... The Game of Thrones cookbook I have has some cricket-based...
I've actually had a cricket bar before.
I've had crickets. A bar would be better. I had it chocolate covered, so it still looked like it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's dead, but it wasn't bad. It tasted, to me, it tastes exactly like a sunflower seed.
Yeah, no, it's fine to me. It's not like
okay, wait, you haven't had a pot sticker, but you have had a cricket?
I was with a friend who had a really big influence over me.
Oh, I see. Well, I have influence too, sir.
Yeah, okay, fine. she looked at me with her puppy dog eyes like, please try this cricket bar. And I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I would give them some sort of chocolate cricket concoction, assuming chocolate is safe to give
that's
to
true.
A
Most
dinosaur.
That's true. Most animals, it's not, but that's okay. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, there you go.
You know, otherwise, I'm going to have to up my game and try some more weird foods before...
See,
I've had some weird foods, but I'm very limited in my bug and insect consumption.
Right, that makes sense.
Yes.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I always forget. Like, things come to my mind and they just go.
Yep.
They're gone.
Yep.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. It's not like in cartoons. Whenever someone eats bugs, we have like little legs sticking out. You know, when you ever see.
Yeah, I can. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, like that's how. Whenever someone says like you're going to eat bugs on a show, it's very obvious that it's bugs,
like worms.
Yeah. Lion King made those worms look delicious.
They did.
Though. Like, and
maybe
they
it's
made
just
because
we're super hungry right now.
Yeah,
though.
Maybe.
So it's
but
like
the way they animated
up,
those little
what
bugs.
Is it? Something but satisfying. What is it?
Slimy.
Slimy.
Yes.
Satisfying.
And he says the word piquant, like piquant with a very pleasant crunch.
Yes.
And like
yes.
There's a little bit of a squeeze.
Yeah,
and...
I always was the big fluffy one that Simba's going for. That
yeah.
was the one that I, as a kid,
yeah,
even they're... now I'm like, yeah, and the way he slurps it when
mm-hmm.
he's in his paw.
Those animators did a good job
like,
making those bugs look
yeah,
delicious.
Yeah. Here we are, over 20 years later, talking about how we're hungry for the bugs from The Lion King.
Just the way they're animated, though. Like, not real ones. One
yes.
of them even has a Mickey Mouse hat, if you look in the background. That
what?
Disney likes to hide little hidden
I did
Mickeys.
Know that, but there's a Mickey Mouse one I never even knew about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
The dinosaur today is not a Mickey Mouse dinosaur.
I mean, it's closer to a mouse right. than a dinosaur, because we're talking about a mammal. This
oh,
time.
Okay.
In fact, actually, these animals are historically very afraid of mice.
That's true.
So it all comes together. We're talking about Paleoloxodon. Oh, maybe I should Google this for you. I
know what this guy looks like. It's okay. You
yeah,
can
true,
Google.
You've seen an olifant.
Yes. Mr. Frodo, an olifant. The folks at home will never believe us. Let's
yeah, actually, I bring this up because... Tolkien, in the books, initially described the olifants as being the size of prehistoric elephants. In the movies, they're way bigger.
Those, you know, I had to stop myself because of how big they are, I almost swore. Those little guys are huge.
They're like 40
feet tall. I don't know
why I said
little guys. They're huge.
You said little guys
to
be ironic.
Yeah, of course. I thought ahead. That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
You saw exactly what I wanted to do.
But yeah, those are like 40 feet tall. So
those, yeah.
Paleoxodon means ancient cross tooth for some reason.
Maybe because their tusks.
Yeah, they maybe went
crisscross.
Yeah,
so I wonder if it how similar they are to the ones in Lord of the Rings. Like,
yeah.
do they?
Those
have
like six tusks.
Well, okay, so
yeah.
like that's not only is its size,
mm-hmm.
you know, exaggerated.
They had like
also,
four tusks. I think from
I think
the
they had
lower
points too.
Yeah,
off
and they
the
had
top.
Little ones like down.
Yeah,
yeah I think they
everything,
had six.
Everything
tusks.
Was so pointy. Even the guys on them were covered in.
Well, they even
like,
had like those
points.
Things in between their front tusks
yep.
that were like little
yep.
barbs
yep.
that they could run over
yep.
horses with.
Yeah.
So type it was an elephant, obviously.
Elephant.
Size highly variable because.
Oh well, that's a fat lot of good.
This genus has 10 different species with a variety of sizes across a wide variety of habitats. The smallest were actually the smallest elephants ever. They were 3 feet high at the
oh
shoulder. 96 centimeters. I want to make sure our international listeners. Yes, they were that.
I have my hand out.
Yeah.
Trying to imagine that. That's
a little dwarf
adorable.
Elephant. Yeah. And they were 370 pounds slash 168 kilograms. While the biggest were 18 feet slash 5.5 meters tall and a whopping 20 tons.
That's a lot of poop, man.
That's exactly what I was saying. Actually, I have a note down here about those poor, what are those guys called? The Haradim. Haradrim or whatever. The guys who took care of the olifants.
Oh,
they must
yeah.
have had a bitch of a time
yeah.
to clean up
I never,
the poop.
I never thought about that.
Yeah,
that,
olifant
you know.
Poop, especially with that big.
Well, you also wonder, like, Where do the orcs go? Although, do they even care? Maybe they just go in their armor. You know?
Right, exactly. Well, yeah. Like orcs, though, they're not human. Like, so maybe we can say some biology. Maybe they don't pee, or maybe... Well, they do
the
eat.
The orcs eat, though.
Yeah, meat's
looks back like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Which means that they have restaurants. Orcs have restaurants. They are aware of the concept of menus. Orcs have restaurants.
Oh, my God. You just flipped a switch in my brain. That's amazing. Back on the menu? Oh my God. I need to.
Can you imagine an orc
going to a
restaurant?
I need to ask someone about this.
It's like, I'll have a number four.
Yeah, you can just imagine the orc stopping and going, looks like meat's back on the menu, boys. The other one going, oh, did you go to the new restaurant? I was just like, menu? What menu?
I'll have a.
Are you getting delivery?
I'll have a Moomakil burger with a side of Lundus bread.
Lundus bread. Extra Lundus bread. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
My gosh. You should tweet that.
Yeah, I actually got that from a tweet from a comedian.
The world needs to know. I will share this to my Instagram story later because that is totally... I love that. That's hysterical to me. Although, a little bit breaking the world.
It is. I don't know. There are taverns in the world.
There were taverns.
Taverns have
but
menus,
did they have
right?
menus?
Yeah.
Like, was menu a term that they... You know... I have a lot of thoughts about it.
Yeah. So, when you overanalyze certain lines of dialogue, it kind of creates...
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right. So, well, Paleoloxodon. Okay. Diet herbivore, like all elephants. Time mid-Pliocene to early Holocene, 4 million to 9,000 years ago.
Wait, I have never heard those words. I've only heard the Mesozoic, Jurassic, and...
Okay, Mesozoic is the era.
Oh.
And that...
And Cretaceous,
Jurassic.
What's the third one?
Triassic, Jurassic, Cretaceous, Triassic, Jurassic.
Triassic, okay.
Cretaceous. Those are the periods. And
what's this?
This is an epoch.
Come again?
E-P-O-C-H.
Yeah, that does not register on the old vocabulary
okay.
spectrum.
The era for this is the Cenozoic, which is after the Mesozoic.
Okay.
So that's from 65 million years ago to now. We are currently in the Cenozoic. The period is, I believe, the Neogene or the Quaternary. One of the two. I don't know.
Okay.
And then the epoch is the Pliocene to the Holocene. So the one we're currently in is the Holocene, or depending on who you ask, the Anthropocene, which is a new one created by humans.
Okay.
So, so mid-Pliocene to early Holocene. So 4 million to 9,000 years ago. So this died out pretty recently.
Recent, yes. 4 million, yes.
Well, 9,000 years.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes.
It's true, the pyramids were built 6,000 years ago, so.
That's terrifying. And adorable. Terrifying and adorable.
Yeah, well, I think the ones that lasted that long were the dwarf ones, so.
Yeah, because of the tiny, oh, that's adorable.
Location, Africa, Asia, and Europe.
Wait, when was the first person... When did that happen?
About 200,000 years ago.
200,000. Wait, so these were around when people were around?
Yes.
This is pretty neat. Okay.
Yeah, actually, the woolly mammoth died out fairly recently.
Or again, terrifying. Oh my God, people were around during some of the big guys being around.
The Smilodon, the saber-toothed cat we're talking about, mammoths were totally around during those.
Do you think people rode them?
No, probably not.
No, not the saber-toothed cat.
The mammoths?
No, the olifants, yeah.
Maybe the little ones. The children might have ridden them.
This is amazing. And it's considered a dinosaur?
Not a dinosaur, because those are reptiles.
Okay.
It's a prehistoric creature.
Okay, prehistoric creature. Still
dinosaur
cool.
is a group of reptile, of archosaurs in the reptile family that include birds.
Is a dinosaur a prehistoric creature?
Yes. But not every prehistoric creature is a dinosaur.
It's one of those rectangle square situations.
Although, actually, that's not even true. Most birds are still considered dinosaurs, and they're not prehistoric.
You just made it less cooler because now we live with dinosaurs technically. Because
we do. I mean,
birds.
You don't think that's cool? That's pretty cool to me.
You live with a dinosaur. I don't live with a dinosaur, but
oh,
you
I love
do.
My little dinosaur.
I know. I don't have one.
I need to show you this video of my little dinosaur playing in her water dish. It's so cute.
Okay.
All right. So, location Africa, Asia, Europe. Described, not discovered, described in, I have 1924, but I actually think I meant to write 1824. Someone check that.
Where? So in all of those places, like where did the person describe
the first
describe
one? Was,
it?
The name Paleoloxodon was first written in a paper in 1924.
Okay. And I wonder if the person, the person who makes the first document, are they the person who chooses the name?
Yeah, they usually name it, so.
Yeah, that's, again, why do they wait so long? You just got credit, you just got to name the actual dinosaur.
Most of the time they do it right away, I think. Well, a lot of the times they do it pretty soon anyway. So they want to study it first, see what they've got.
Yeah, but I didn't know studying something took like 100 years.
I mean, you shouldn't take that long. Yeah. They put it on the back burner and they just forget about it. So pop culture appearances, you're aware of the Zoo Tycoon games?
Of course.
You're aware of Zoo Tycoon 2?
No, but I remember Dino Tycoon and then Zoo Tycoon.
Okay, Zoo Tycoon 2 had an expansion called Extinct Animals. It wasn't just dinosaurs, it was a bunch of other creatures. And one of them was little dwarf elephants that you can put into your zoo. But I would liked it if you had the big ones. Because I want that in my zoo. That's more, I mean, a little dwarf elephant would be cool to see.
Yeah, but again, those zookeepers and that poop man.
Yeah, I guess the dwarf elephant's more practical.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cuter.
Yeah, and probably less expensive.
And also, I guess it's more notable because we've all seen big elephants. No one's seen a small elephant.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen that many elephants.
And elephants aren't that big. Like, an elephant's about 9 feet tall.
I've ridden an elephant.
Those are pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you never ridden an elephant?
I have ridden an elephant at a Renaissance fair.
Renaissance festival, Matt.
I'm sorry.
That's a hot thing. You don't know. That's an issue.
Good to know. That's
people
the PC
call it fair.
Term.
It's a festival. Think about going to a job fair. Think about going to a job festival. Which one sounds more
that's
fun
true.
To you?
You are correct. I'd rather go to a job festival.
But anyway.
So I picked this because the biggest species in this genus is the closest real-life version of the Oliphants / Mumakil of the Lord of the Rings franchise. In the books, they're literally described by Tolkien as the size of prehistoric elephants, and these are the biggest prehistoric animal elephants of all time. Plus, unlike woolly mammoths, they're not, like, hairy. You know, they're not, like, they don't have the big woolly fur. They're naked, like, I mean, they had little hair, but, like, they weren't, like, big woolly things like elephants, and Mumakil weren't hairy either, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, in the movies, like we said, the Oliphants are about 40 feet tall, and probably weighed over 100 tons, so.
Light.
Yeah. Like, so the largest Paleoloxodon species were among the biggest land mammals of all time, but nowhere near the size of the biggest dinosaurs.
That makes sense.
The reason for this is probably due to mammals' endothermy. You know what that is?
I'm guessing temperature?
Yeah, warm-bloodedness. Yeah.
Okay.
If they get too large, they'll overheat, unless they're in the ocean like whales.
Okay.
Also, the bigger you get, the more you have to eat, especially with a warm-blooded metabolism. Mm-hmm. Like a lion and a crocodile are about the same weight, but a lion only needs to eat, lion needs to eat like 50 zebras a year, while the crocodile only needs to eat one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because because they're it's not ectothermic anymore. There's another term for it now with the cold-blooded ones. They have a much smaller metabolism, so they don't need to eat nearly as much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So this is actually the reason why we think the prevailing theory about dinosaurs is that most of the bigger ones, they're not cold-blooded, but they're not all warm-blooded either. There's a state in between called mesothermy that they probably were, which is they had the warm-blooded benefits of being more active, but their cold-blooded benefits of not overheating when too large or having to eat too much.
The like Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, basically, like in planets.
Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Actually, that's perfect. Yeah, we think dinosaurs were mesothermic. Well, at least the big ones. The smaller ones, like Velociraptor, were probably endothermic. They were probably just, like, warm-blooded, like birds. Because birds are endothermic. But, yeah, mammals are endothermic, too. So they couldn't... There was a limit to how big they could get, especially on the land. In the water, I guess there really isn't one. I mean, there probably is a limit. But
yeah.
Whales are just pretty big, so...
Whales are so big, they're terrifying. I know some people who are terrified of whales just because of the size.
Yeah,
so.
They're not, like, inherently threatening, but they're just so big.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's so big.
It's not like a whale's going to eat you. I guess Pinocchio, a whale.
Yeah, excuse me, right?
A whale's not going to rip you apart like a shark.
That's true.
If it were to eat you, it would just swallow you whole.
Or like Finding Nemo. Like, it happens, although
they were
those are fish.
Yeah.
It's a little more logical.
Actually, you know, baleen whales, they have... You know, they have these thick baleen in their mouth, and a human cannot get through them.
What a baleen is.
Baleen's a type of tooth that's like filter feeding.
Neat.
So they have like, they're kind of like straw. Like a big thing of straw in their mouth.
So they have a bunch of them?
They're crowded.
Oh, okay.
So a human, even if it opened its mouth, a human cannot get in. I mean, are
they, so they're like super long, so the gap between both of its, like the top and the bottom.
I mean, I guess
row.
It can't open it wide enough to avoid. Also, its throat is like the size of a human arm, so we couldn't fit even if we did get into the mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
So never fear.
Good. Good.
The only mammals, the only whales that could threaten us are orcas, and those are only if they're mistreated, like in Blackfish.
Yep.
So because wild orcas will leave us alone.
Yeah, and those are beautiful.
They are. But yeah, so some like I said, Paleoloxodon, they could get quite big. In fact, they were the biggest, we think they were the biggest land mammals of all time. Not biggest mammals of all time, those are whales, but biggest land mammals of all time.
That makes sense. Sounds big.
Yeah. But some Paleoloxodon species could also get quite small, like we were talking about, the little dwarf ones, thanks to a thing in biology called insular dwarfism. Have you heard of this?
No, I know what dwarfism is, but...
Yeah, well, so like in biology, or when a larger species is trapped in a location with fewer resources than normal, like often an island, they
shrink.
They gradually evolve into smaller forms, yes.
Well, it's got like opposite of how humans have continued to become taller and taller because we...
Right, we live longer,
yeah.
We have better health care.
Yeah.
There's a lot of island animals that go through insular dwarfism. But
weird.
Yeah, like, we know some dwarf dinosaurs, like the like ones that were like looked like the bigger ones in terms of proportion, but they're just really small.
Just tiny, yeah.
Yeah, but also there's a thing called, actually no, I'll get to that, because what I was going to say is, like, that's what happened with Paleoloxodon, because they were trapped on islands throughout the Mediterranean. Like, the smallest one was actually on Sicily.
It's Italian.
Yeah, it is an Italian neanderthal.
It's Italian dinosaur.
He likes it as a pasta.
Roar.
Roar. I gotta have the roar of the tongue. I know that's Italian.
It's probably
more Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Spanish.
A rosé.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're both romantic
My
languages.
My name is Rosa. Yeah.
they're both languages in the romantic.
Rioja.
Sort of, yeah.
That's Spanish. Rioja is a Spanish wine.
Yeah. Spanish, Portuguese, Italian. They're very closely related languages.
Totally.
So, anyways, there's also a thing called island gigantism. Where a small animal gets a lot bigger because when it goes to an island because there's nothing else there and it can exploit the resources better.
Okay.
I bring this up because there is a swan named Cygnus falconeri that lived at the same island as one of the Paleoloxodon species and was in fact bigger than the elephant.
Oh, wow.
This is a giant swan that
They're mean, too.
Yeah, no, swans are mean.
Yeah,
so
because they're so hot.
Yeah. It was so hot. That came out of nowhere.
They are so hot. Look at them. Their long necks are white and they're beautiful.
Elizabeth Swan
so
from
mean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not her. I mean, yes, she's hot too, but I'm talking about Swan.
No, I know, but that's what she was named Swan, probably for.
Real? Of course. Of course.
Do you not like Keira Knightley? I thought you.
No, I'm just jealous.
I don't know if Keira Knightley's nice, but I don't know.
No, I'm just jealous. I mean, she gets to make out Orlando Bloom. She gets to make out with Johnny Depp.
I don't know who else she's made.
I mean, franchise.
If those are the only two people you ever made out with, that's still a pretty good
record.
There
are plenty of other films where she makes out with other people, I'm sure.
She was in Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
I don't know if she made out with Beckham.
She's in that Benedict Cumberbatch movie, although he's gay in that movie. So
you
I don't...
Oh, you probably haven't seen it because it's apocalyptic.
The Imitation Game.
You probably haven't seen it since it's apocalyptic, but she made out with Steve Carell in Seeking a Friend for the End of the
World.
She
made out with Steve Carell. I don't think he will ever do better.
Yeah, that's his peak.
That's
his zenith.
Top. Yeah, it is his zenith, yeah.
anyway, so there's this island that had these giant swans and these dwarf elephants, and that's just a weird image to think about.
That's backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've seen pictures of it where you see these giant swan. It makes the swan look so much bigger because you don't realize, oh, the elephant's actually tiny.
Yeah. So were the swans around when people were around?
Yeah, I don't think there were people on this island, but it was around
okay.
Like
not I'm imagining like people riding a huge swan.
Well, they could have because this swan had a wingspan of about 10 feet.
This is actually possible. Like, this could have happened in actual history.
Possibly.
Human wrangled one of these giant island swans and rode it.
I mean, okay, its wingspan was 10 feet, and it probably weighed about 50 pounds.
Okay,
so probably not. Maybe
not
a child.
Yeah, you, oh, come here, swan. You put your child on it.
I wouldn't let my child close to a swan.
You were probably stupid back then.
Okay, so here's the thing that I wouldn't think, because this is on an island, and I think they died out before the invention of the boat.
Mm.
So...
swimming.
Oh, it depends on how far away this island
is. That's true.
It's far enough away that the elephants didn't swim back, because they evolved into
elephants
little ones.
Elephants can swim.
That's true, so
yeah.
I think you would need a boat to get there.
Yeah. Good point.
Another thing about Paleoxodon that I wanted to end on that's pretty cool is that it may be the origin for the myth of the Cyclops.
Why?
Because we found skulls of it on this island in Sicily, and they were the dwarf version, so they looked like... but they were still bigger than human skulls. But that big nose cavity...
how did this Cyclops look?
Looks like an eye.
How cool!
Yeah, so...
very neat.
Because, yeah, if you've ever seen an elephant skull, it has a big hole in the middle where,
right.
Where that trunk is.
Yeah,
and they thought
that
was like a big eye socket.
I don't know if I have seen... because I think the only elephant skeletons I've ever seen are like something like that, or like mammoth type
right.
of stuff.
Right, I think that's something similar like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, it always has... it's in a museum, and it always has the affixed, you know, tusks and
yeah.
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or things like...
Yeah.
So...
yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, they think that might have been the origin of the Cyclops, which is pretty cool.
That is very cool.
I thought you might like that. That was actually the thing I was going to tell you beforehand. And you're like, nope, let's save it for the...
oh, that was it?
Yeah.
I was like, this might make good content. Don't tell me.
And it has made good content.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's basically I think it's Paleoloxodon. It's kind of a weird...
I'm going to agree with you, whatever you say.
Okay. That's what it's called. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And now we're at the part of the show where we rate it 1 out of 65 million.
Oh boy. I don't have a Lord of the Rings related number except for one.
There's
one
nine
million.
Were the
there's,
races
yeah,
of men.
Nine, the ring, nine men.
11,
yeah,
111?
How many rates?
111?
Nine rates, yeah. No, second breakfast?
Second,
I rate it second breakfast out of 65 million.
That's actually... there was this one person I had on the show, and she was really funny. She completely ignored my rating schedule.
So I guess... okay, no, hold on. If I'm rating it out of the meals of the day, which we have to review really quick, which is
yeah.
breakfast, second breakfast, afternoon, 11-sies, lunch, or no, or no.
Luncheon or something.
Luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner, supper... which one of those is it probably? Probably 11-sies.
Yeah, no, I could say so.
It's probably 11-sies.
Yeah, what is
11-sies? No, I'm going to rate them separately. The tiny ones are 11-sies.
And the big ones are supper.
And the big ones are supper. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, this co-host I had, she was like, I'm going to rate it 7 zebras. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
out of what?
Out of
like,
how
just
many?
Seven
yeah.
zebras.
Just 7. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like 7 out of 100 or 7 out of 10?
Don't worry about it. It's just 7 of them.
It was great.
It's 7 out of 1, so.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at MatthewDonaldCreator.com. You can follow me on social media at Matthew Donald Creator on Facebook, at Matthew Donald 64 on Twitter, and Matthew Donald 64 on Instagram. If you want to contact Lexi, I guess, or at least see her Instagram.
Yeah, it's Lexi Tate 44.
Yeah, okay. That's it. I have a podcast called The Writ Wits, where two twits talk about writing. It's a writing podcast. If you're interested in that sort of thing, you've been on 2 episodes. And then what else? What else do I do? Oh, that's right. I have a book series on Amazon.
Your book.
Yeah, a book series on Amazon. Available for print and Kindle. Megazoic is the name. It has no Paleoloxodon in it, but...
it does not, but... oh. Also, Lord of the Rings is a thing. Check it out. No,
yeah, just in case you haven't heard of this thing called
Lord of the Rings. You might want to check that out, too.
Right, well, that's it for this week. As we say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, elephant trumpet noise. I don't think I can replicate it enough.
That's
want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.